Every Friday, we bring the Coastal News Roundup, a look at the week in coastal news. This week, WWNO's Travis Lux talks with Mark Schlefstein, environment reporter for NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune, about a big new oil find in the Gulf of Mexico, plus the latest on a Hurricane Katrina damage lawsuit.
How are you, Mark?
I'm doing fine.
So on Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to take up a case that had to do with damages from Hurricane Katrina. Residents in St. Bernard Parish and the Lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans were claiming that the federal government owed them money for damages caused by the levee failures. So what was their argument, essentially?
Yeah, well, this one's a little bit different from a bunch of lawsuits that were filed earlier, in that this one actually said that the federal government had violated the Constitution by taking a part of the value of their property. It's called a takings case.
And so does that settle it? Is it over now? What happens next?
Yeah, that's it. It is now over, and this is the last major lawsuit. And so those claims, there were 500,000 individual claims that were filed with the Corps of Engineers for damages after Katrina. Those are done. A lot of those people did get some compensation through either FEMA or through their flood insurance if they were lucky enough to have had flood insurance.
But to date, no one got any kind of compensation, like legal compensation, outside of FEMA?
No. And that was there was one case that did go to trial at the state level, where a local levee district was found to be partially responsible. But the amount of money that people got was, $20 to $30 each at most. It was not much. It was not enough to really mean anything.
Another big headline this week was about drilling in the Gulf. BP announced that they found a ton of new oil in the Gulf of Mexico, more than a billion barrels of oil between a couple of different locations. So in the context of oil production offshore, is that a lot? Is that a little? How much is that really?
That is really significant. You know, remember, a barrel of oil is 42 gallons. So we're talking about a big chunk of additional resources that BP thinks that it will be able to extract from deep under the Gulf of Mexico.
And these discoveries were made with a technique known as seismic imaging, where scientists basically use sound waves to help them find those pockets of oil. And this is a pretty controversial method of searching for oil, I gather, right?
Right. The actual seismic wave imaging, usually it's some sort of an explosion at the surface or some sort of noise-making process that could hurt marine mammals, and so that's the concern. What's different about this particular process, it really is not in the way that the seismic waves are created, but rather how they're measured, how they're visualized. In the past, it could take a year or longer for the computer to actually determine what the waves meant, and now it's just a couple of weeks.
Some of the money that the state uses for coastal restoration comes from the royalties made from oil and gas drilling offshore. So theoretically, does this also mean that there could be more money for restoration coming to the state, since there's going to be more drilling going on after this find?
Absolutely. The state at the moment gets 37.5% of new oil found after like 2005. So this would fall under that because it's all going to be newly produced oil. So, yeah, it could mean a significant chunk of revenue for the state.
Mark Schlefstein is an environment reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Thanks again, Mark.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.